just curious from your perspective, what you see out of him and how he's continued to evolve.
I think he's been getting better from preseason. Very, very confident, and I mean, he's made some like great throws, especially when we go up against him in scout, and he's competing in scout. He's not just throwing picks to the DBs. He's really, really trying to toast us and trying to score. So we like that out of him.
How much do you guys take note of his progress because of, number one, obviously his draft pedigree, and then number two, the importance of the position he plays, understanding what he means to the future of the team?
Right. I mean, I think it's tough for anybody, I mean, on the defense to have a good grade on him just because we're not quarterback scouts. But we do know, like, if a ball is put on the money, if we couldn't pick it, if it's put at the right spot, or if it's not underthrown, we can see that. And yeah, he's been, like I say, he's just been getting better since preseason.
You've been places with some quarterbacks, been places that have had questions about a quarterback. What can, when there are issues with a quarterback, what can that do to a locker room if it's not handled properly?
I don't know. On our side of the ball in defense, I don't think we worry too much. I think we're so ingrained with the short-term memory. Like we just have blinders on. We just keep going, and Mike's our guy. Mike's been our guy, and until otherwise, we're rallying behind him.
It's a loss like last night's can be deflating for an entire locker room. You had a long period off. Now, how do you guys put it in the proper framework and get past it?
I think Coach said it best today, just looking ourselves in the mirror. These next couple of days, we'll do a lot of self-scout. And then, we watched the film today, and I think after you do all that, just get that taste out of your mouth. I know a lot of guys are licking their chops because you never want to leave a bad impression, or you never want to put bad stuff on film and let that be your last time. Like, you want to try to hurry up and make it up by playing the following Sunday. And Monday can't come soon enough for us.
When you watch a game like last night's and you're playing a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, how much of some of the open plays or big plays for them can you say that was just Aaron being Aaron, or that was something we could have done better?
After watching the film, and like you said, not to take away anything from the Packers. I mean, they beat us. They beat us fair and square. But I still believe the common theme in our losses is just us beating ourselves. And I think when we stop doing that, we'll see a lot of things start going our way.
Given the way this team competed on Sunday against the Steelers and won an overtime game, what struck you about last night's performance, falling down 28 points?
Right. To be blunt, I mean, I believe that you can't win a game if you don't get turnovers, and then you also can't win a game if you turn over the ball. And that's been preached through and through from coach on down, and we know that. I mean, I don't think we've got an interception yet this year, have we? Yeah. So as a defense, we gotta start getting our hands on balls and start making it uncomfortable for these quarterbacks to just think that they can just throw all over us.
You've seen the replay of the Trevathan hit, I'm sure. Do you think it was intentional? And do you think, just as a defensive player, that intent should be considered when the league now debates whether or not to suspend a guy?
Right. I think if you look at his track record, just knowing what I know about Danny, I mean, I don't think he has any of those hits on film or have been fined for. I don't think he has any previous violations of that. And to answer your question, definitely no malicious intent. It's just one of those that's just type of motor he has, and that's what we're taught, is just fly to the ball. If it's wiggling, hit it. And the hit was unfortunate. You see a lot of guys take a knee after Devontae was on the ground, and this might be a little too personal, but watching it in film, Danny just like closed his eyes, like he didn't really. I don't think he wanted to relive it, and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a very unfortunate play, but I mean, you hear the common phrase like it's football, and when you have guys flying a million miles an hour, you're gonna see plays like that.
The league has this new rule where they can suspend you if it's deemed particularly
religious. Right.
What do you think should be taken into account when making
that? Definitely, if the guy's a first-time offender, if he has a previous violations. I mean, if he has previous violations, I think it's tough to make a case that it's not intentional. But if it's a first time offense, I mean, I don't think you could suspend a guy off of that. But I mean, I'm not gonna take away. I mean, the hit was. I'm trying to use my right choice of words. Yeah, I mean, the hit was a hit. It was just like I said. It's unfortunate to see Devontae laid down like that. And guys on our team was definitely praying for him, like on our knees. And but you definitely don't want to take that from a guy's play who's a high motor and always just flying around to the ball.
It's knowing the long term dangers of this sport when you're in a moment like that for you personally.
I mean, for sure. I mean, definitely, like, man, that could be me. I mean, even on defense, like, I've had friendly fires to where I've got a concussion one time just because my teammate's just flying to the ball and either someone swings him and then now I'm the guy he hits and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's definitely a wake-up call, but yeah, I'm just going to use that phrase. I mean, I've known that hit could be a possibility since I was a kid, and I was willing to, and I'm still am willing to take that chance.
Prince, how do you evaluate the defense last night when you give up 35 points but only 260 yards?
Right. I think when we have a sudden change, meaning when we get off the field and for some reason there's a turnover, we have to get back on the field. I think our mindset is, but I think we need to really, really emphasize it, is that they just get a field goal try, and we really just have to get together and just make sure like that's the only thing they get, and unfortunately that hasn't been the case. We've been poor. On sudden changes, but yeah, I mean it's the same thing with the Tampa Bay game. I don't think there was a lot of yards, but we really just have to be stronger in sudden change and in the red zone.
Is that as scary a hit as you've seen in the game?
No. There's been way more. I think that's probably the biggest hit I've seen, like, live, like, in person, but...
Right, that's what I'm
saying. Okay, yeah, but on TV, no.